Despite apologizing to Jacksonville's Audrey Gibson in front of the entire Senate Wednesday, calls for Artiles to resign are growing.
To Senator Audrey Gibson, I apologize. I am so sorry for the words and the tone I used with you, regretfully, Monday night. There is no excuse, nor will I offer one.
Fourth Times Union reporter Tia Mitchell was there for his apology and broke the original story. Tia, can you give us a play-by-play, starting with the Gibson-Artiles confrontation at the Tallahassee Governor's Club Monday?
I found out about the exchange Tuesday morning and started asking questions, started talking to different people I heard were there for the comments, and then, like you said, broke the story Tuesday evening. It immediately caused a firestorm, and by Tuesday night, there were calls for Artiles to resign. He did apologize on the Senate floor Wednesday morning. And also Wednesday at lunchtime, the Florida Legislative Black Caucus filed a formal complaint, which now triggers an investigation by the Senate Rules Committee.
Tell me a little bit about where this goes to now and what are the possible ramifications for Senator Artiles, who he himself has a little bit of a checkered past. This would not be the first controversy that he's sort of rushed his way into.
He's never faced any formal kind of reprimands or even investigations until this incident. What the formal complaint filed by the Black Caucus does is it now triggers the Senate Rules Committee to appoint someone to look into the matter. That person will then bring a report back to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee will come up with a recommendation to the full Senate. That recommendation could be to reprimand Senator Artiles, to suspend him, or to expel him from public office altogether. Or they could do nothing. And whatever the Rules Committee recommends would have to then be approved by a two-thirds vote of the full Senate.
That's Tallahassee Bureau Chief for the Florida Times-Union, Tia Mitchell. And I'm Ryan Bank with WJCT in Jacksonville.